Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is September 18th, 2024. Wednesday, middle of the week. Very exciting. Very excited for the weekend. My name is Hindal Dah. I am here with my co-host, Abdulmajid Awan. How are you, Abdulmajid?
I'm good. Just a little flu, but everything is great. It's going around in the city or the country, I
it
guess.
Is,
the weather is changing.
Yep. I know a lot of people with the flu at this very moment. So hopefully you feel better soon, and as all other people with the flu are. Let's get on to our main news this morning. So UAE, Australia finalized landmark SEPA agreement. Grok teams up with Aramco to power AI in Saudi Arabia, and PIF to invest $5 billion in Egypt. Main story of the day, UAE and Australia finalizing the landmark SEPA agreement. This is major news. So the SEPA agreement has been introduced in 2008. And it's basically bilateral agreements between the UAE and other countries. They did it already with India, with what other countries, Majid? I'm blanking out. But it helps both countries with facilitating trade and streamlining the process, making it much better for both parties with trade. There's no huge fee to pay. There's not this long process. It's a great... Great thing that's going on.
Right now, UAE has signed a SEPA with India. That was the very first comprehensive economic partnership agreement that was signed. Then they signed it with Indonesia.
Thank you.
Turkey. Mm-hmm. I didn't remember as well, but I pulled up a list. They've done it with Cambodia. They've done it with Georgia. And Australia is important because it is one of the first countries from the developed world, obviously, and from outside of the region, of the countries which are near to the UAE.
Yeah.
And it is one of the major countries after India. So, and this is the first time Australia has done a bilateral trade agreement with any country in the MENA region, in the Middle Eastern and North African region. So it's a very big news for UAE. And it's not like that they're not doing good. The trade numbers that we've seen between the UAE and Australia, they're already very big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't mean that because of a SEPA agreement, there's
something
wrong. So
it's already happening, but they've now, like, for example, they were doing 466 million, as far as I read. The Australian Trade Minister said that they're already doing 466 million. So they want to increase that number. That is why now, with this agreement, there will be low tariffs, low taxes, Australian.
They're actually trying to eliminate tariffs completely.
Eliminating is impossible, but they reduce it so much that it becomes negligible.
Yes.
So it opens up the UAE market for American services and products. And then obviously UAE, since it's bilateral trade, so UAE will send its products to Australia for the Australian people.
I'm guessing they'll send perfumes and gold.
We did a report that the last foreign trade thing, the numbers that came from the UAE government and also the FDI numbers, the foreign direct investment numbers. So we talked a lot about exports in that too.
Mm-hmm.
And perfumes are at the top of the list.
Yeah.
So they were exporting perfumes, they're exporting minerals. Aluminium was on the list, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that it's happening. UAE is very, very good example of how you create a business environment, first of all, in the country. And then you attract a lot of people from other continents, from other regions to come and invest in the UAE.
Speaking of investments, recently Idris Elba, the very famous actor, had a deal.
He was part of the launch campaign video, basically. And Idris Elba, I am also a movie aficionado, so he was considered to be once the first black James Bond. James Bond is always British. That's the part that Idris Elba is doing, right? But he was touted to be the next James Bond. So that guy basically said that nothing is impossible, and he invites everyone in the video ad to bring their impossible idea, which they think in their country, in their region, or in the environment that they're in is impossible, to bring it to UAE, invest in the UAE projects, or just bring your idea and start working on it in the conducive environment that UAE gives you. So he's welcoming everyone in the launch video, but the video is part of the Invest in the Emirates initiative, which was started by the UAE government. They're targeting a lot of European countries and a lot of European people investors, and a lot of millennials who are moving here also to come and invest in the UAE and invest
and
in the projects.
And people are coming
people
here
are
and investing, setting up their businesses, and,
yeah.
and they see a lot of potential in many different areas in the UAE. So
yeah.
whether that be in the hospitality sector, in the tech sector, AI. I mean, the UAE is trying to be a global leader in AI. So it makes sense that they want to bring in even more people to invest in the country.
Yeah. So some numbers that we saw for the SEPA agreement were $2.3 billion of business was done between UAE and Australia. And mind you, this is non-oil trade. This
yep.
is not oil trade. It doesn't involve oil. So $2.3 billion of trade happened between UAE and Australia in the first half of 2024. It's just mm-hmm. a half year. So that's a big number. It's already happening. And that was a 10% increase from 2023, the
mm-hmm.
first half of 2023. That's a big number. SEPA is set to increase Australian exports by 460 million, the number I was talking about annually, and open up new MENA markets for Australian businesses. And for the UAE, the agreement aligns with the goal of achieving 1.1 trillion in non-oil foreign trade by 2031. So this is UAE's target.
Yeah, that's pretty close by now, 2031. Yeah. I've heard, you know, D33, Dubai's economic agenda, Saudi Vision 2030. You know, I hear words like Saudi Vision 2030, and it's weird because we're in 2024, almost the end of 2024, and those years are passing by pretty quickly, and they're really, like, not only on their way to achieving their goals,
yeah.
but to actually even up that number, their set goal. So it's pretty cool to see. I mean,
yeah
it makes me very excited to see where the countries in the UAE, or sorry, in the MENA region are going,
yeah.
are headed to.
The good thing is that one of the first SEPA agreements that UAE did with India, it's already reaping a lot of rewards. They recently celebrated or will be celebrating the 2-year anniversary for the UAE-India SEPA. So that's a big benchmark that they've set with India.
Mm-hmm.
And on the basis of that, other countries are easy to woo in and say, oh, see, we did it with India. See, it's working. Now you can come in. So it's a very good marketing strategy also. So that you do the very first agreement with a very big country, which is like the second largest in population, first largest in population now, not the second largest. And they're very big in trade. They're one of the highest grossing or fastest growing economies from the Asia region and across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
They did it with them. So the very first example they set was very big.
Yeah.
And now when they're going to other countries, the other countries are like, why not?
Yeah, and they've seen how both countries reap the benefits of this agreement. And so
yeah.
they're like, it's good.
Australians, our perfumes are coming. Enjoy the perfumes and everything else that we'll send you.
Yeah.
And we hopefully expect your stuff to come here
mm-hmm.
soon, and we'll consume it.
Yeah. Let's move on to our second story of the day. So Grok Inc. is teaming up with Aramco Digital to power AI in Saudi Arabia. Grok Inc. is an American artificial intelligence company that builds AI accelerator application specific integrated circuit, or in other words, just AI chips,
yeah.
chips used to in AI models. And they're planning to build a giant data center in Saudi Arabia, which will feature 19,000 language processing units. And this will aim to support AI systems across, not only in Saudi Arabia, but across the Middle East, North Africa, and the entirety of Africa and India as well.
Thanks.
And Aramco will fund this project, which is estimated to cost in the range of 9 figures, with plans to expand the center's capacity to 200,000 language units.
That's good. Again, it's a big thing that happened. It happened at the GAIN summit, which recently concluded in Saudi Arabia. And they announced the partnership, and they announced the numbers now. Grok, what I've read about it, it's an AI chip startup.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you create chips which can support AI systems. So right now, the capacity is 19,000 languages. Soon it will go up to 200,000, which is the plan, which will make it the world's largest AI inferencing system. So Saudi Arabia, again, is diversifying its economy away from oil. They're investing in anything and everything that
mm-hmm.
they think can reap benefits. So they're diversifying their economy, and AI is one of the biggest things that is happening in the world mm-hmm. right now. If you're not aware of it, this is the new tech revolution that AI has brought since the launch of ChatGPT, which is considered the biggest product coming out of AI, and they have developed it over the years. 3-4 new versions are out. There's one more in line. They're calling it Strawberry. So it will have some new idea. So because of that, everything is changing. NVIDIA's share went up because mm-hmm. they're one of the biggest creators of chips in the industry right now. And their chips supported the ChatGPT boom. So that all this is happening, and Saudi Arabia is becoming a part of it mm-hmm. by partnering with Grok. Grok's data centers will also leverage Saudi Arabia's low energy costs. So if you don't know, every data center, every place where you have big machines, they consume a lot of energy.
Yep.
And if the energy cost in your country where the data centers are set up is high, it becomes a very big cost. So in Saudi Arabia, again, because of oil and gas present there, the energy cost is low. So that is why it will also help.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're spending 100, they can reap good benefits out of it.
Yeah.
They won't be spending 110 on something which will give them like only $10 back. They're saving energy cost because of their presence in Saudi Arabia. And this also supports Aramco's AI ambitions in the energy sector. Aramco is an oil giant, so backed by Saudi. And the broader tech applications that they're trying to do through Aramco's digital arm. And all of this, everything that happens in Saudi Arabia, again, for 1 millionth and for one time, everything is leading towards Saudi Vision 2030. It's one of the biggest things that the world is waiting to see and the results of it when mm-hmm. 2030 comes. So as soon as 2030 hits, we'll see how much good Saudi has done. There's a lot of other economic agendas in UAE as well. Dubai yeah. Economic Agenda D33, which says that they want to do something, they want to earn, they want to reach their targets, economic targets by 2033. So these are good.
Yeah.
I think having big targets is always good.
Yeah, and especially if they're doing so well that they're actually succeeding those targets, and this data center is set to be launched or set to be actually operational by the end of this year, which is pretty soon.
Someone once told me that if you have a small target, for example, if I give you $100 to climb 10 floors of a building, you'll climb the 10 floors and you'll get the $100. But if I tell you that for every floor, I'll give you $10 and now there is a 100-story building, so you'll obviously go 20-25. Mm-hmm. So always setting higher targets gets you more
motivated
and also more benefits.
Yeah.
So these are like astronomical targets yeah. set by Saudi Vision, Dubai, UAE. So let's see, hopefully they will reach them. Even if they don't reach them, they're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the tourism target they've already achieved, mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia. The amount of money they wanted to earn from tourism and the amount, the number of people they wanted to attract to Saudi Arabia, already done.
Yeah.
So still with 6 years left, so that's very good sign for the region and for the country of yeah. Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Let's move on to our final main story of the day.
Saudi Arabia.
Their public investment fund, PIF. Will invest $5 billion in Egypt. And this is just at their first stage. But the Saudi Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, has instructed the Saudi Public Investment Fund to invest the $5 billion into Egypt. And this announcement was followed by a meeting between the Egyptian Prime Minister, Mustafa Madbouli, and the Crown Prince in Riyadh to discuss strengthening bilateral relations. Not a lot of information has been provided just about yet, except for the amount of money. There's not much has been provided as to the reasoning behind it or mm-hmm. where the fund will be invested in exactly. But this investment still signifies strong economic ties between Saudi Arabia and Egypt. And it follows the creation of the Saudi-Egyptian Investment Company in 2022, which is a subsidiary of PIF. And this move, again, because not a lot of information has been provided, but it may aid in Egypt's economy, which has been supported by $5.3 billion in Saudi deposits with Egypt's central bank as of 2023.
So yeah, further details again will come soon. This was announced in a cabinet meeting by an Egyptian cabinet minister that this happened, mm-hmm. and this amount of money is coming. But the sectors which will be which the money will go into, the timeline, how many steps are there? This is the first step. Do we have like the second, third, fourth, fifth step? Or do we have only like two steps? Mm-hmm. All of the details will come out soon. But what we've seen in the industry across the MENA region and the Middle East especially, not the whole MENA region, Middle East, Egypt, UAE and Saudi Arabia have been very close in the past 2 or 3 years. UAE's, a lot of companies which are state-owned and privately are based in the UAE, they're going to Egypt, they're getting contracts for solar power plants, other power plants. So construction projects are being given to UAE companies. A lot of UAE building construction projects are being given to Egyptian mm-hmm. companies. So it's good that one country growing is taking the whole region with it. It's not right. just that UAE is
on its own.
Yeah, is on its own, and Saudi is on its own. Egypt, everyone is working around the clock and with each other to support each other to mm-hmm. make the region stronger, not only the country or the city. It's just about growing alone but with everyone together. Else yeah
alone but together
yeah alone but together so yeah that's the good thing about this region. Everyone wants to grow. We were also talking about that Middle East is not only like these three countries, there's a lot of countries involved. But in the example was that Europe, when we talk about Europe, there's only like 4 or 5 big names that we always talk about.
We always refer to those countries,
France,
but we do
Germany,
say Europe.
Yeah, I mean, and we say, oh, Europe is growing, Europe did that, Europe. So Middle East, these three countries are big, obviously, but other countries are also following mm-hmm. suit. Eventually, the whole region will become the new Europe. That is what the plan is, I guess. And that is what the idea is. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we talked about a lot of stuff today. The important stuff, the very businessy stuff. UAE and Australia have finalized a landmark deal. they call it CEPA, Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreements. This is the 12th or 13th CEPA that the UAE signed, the very first they signed with India. Grok, which is an AI chip startup, they've teamed up with Aramco, which is a Saudi-backed oil giant, to power AI in Saudi Arabia. And lastly, Saudi Arabia is investing $5 billion in Egyptian economy. The sectors haven't been announced, the money, where it will go, how many stages are there, all that hasn't been announced. Just the number that they're investing $5 billion has been announced.
Well, make sure you tuned in to the show every morning, because more news will come out and we will most probably talk about it on the show.
Yeah, so show is important. Our newsletter is important. Some small news that I would just like to read it out for you, because again, we don't want to take a lot of time. Abu Dhabi's Mubadala back. Recently, Mubadala, one of the biggest investment giants in Abu Dhabi, they invested in Revolut, which is a fintech giant, which is a banking system, online banking system, which recently valued at $45 billion, Revolut. Wow. That is planned to go to India now. Their plan of expansion in the UAE is already in line. They've applied for licenses and their next plan is to go to India in 2025.
It's always good to expand to India, especially because of the high population. Yeah. I mean, it's a smart move.
India has 1.234, I don't even remember the number now. It's growing astronomically, their population. And with that comes a lot of interest from big companies, because it's a very ripe ground. It's not a very developed country, like a lot. So there's a lot of space for a lot of products. We recently talked about Carrefour mm-hmm. going to India. They did go to India for 4 years, but they came back. But now they're also going to India with Al Shaya Group, which is a Dubai-based apparel group. So Revolut is going to India, and Mubadala, which has invested in Revolut. So eventually that will happen. Idris Elba, we talked about. His Highness Sheikh Hamdan, Crown Prince of Dubai, he met CNN CEO and he said that Dubai is a global media hub shaping the media industry's future. That thing happened. And lastly, Dubai has also published their security policy for AI. It basically came on the idea that a lot of people are scared of AI. Mm-hmm. So they have published a security policy to make you understand that it's not dangerous. Mm-hmm. AI will make your life easier. Maybe it will like eat up some jobs, but it's not dangerous in terms of there's not going to be a Terminator movie soon right. in the real world.
Yeah, there's so, always yeah. that irrational fear of AI.
Yeah, that oh, robots will take over the world. But they've put out a security policy. Go read it. You'll love it. It has a lot of solid logical points. So all this happened. We'll see you tomorrow in the morning. Just one announcement that I forgot to make in the start. We have an industry event happening tomorrow. Local influence, global impact.
At the Dubai office.
Yeah, at the Dubai office of Augustus Media. And we'll be hosting a lot of industry leaders and influencers. And our very own CEO of Augustus Media, Richard Fitzgerald, would be there. A lot of other people would be there. So everyone will be there.
Yeah.
So we'll post about it on all our socials, Love in Dubai, Augustus Media, and we'll try to do a lot of stuff on Smashy Business. So keep an eye out for our first industry event.
Yes. So if you missed the first half of the show, you can always find us on all these streaming platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anghami. Actually, you should rewatch the show because yesterday we did a very interesting, we had an interesting conversation with Marcelo Piva, who is the regional director
Sustainability
director of Tetra Pak. And Tetra Pak is a company that makes all the cartons. We all know about cartons. We all have them in our kitchens, in our fridge. So we had a very interesting conversation with Marcelo. You can also always find us on all the social media platforms like TikTok, Instagram, X, Facebook, and YouTube. Thank you for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see you tomorrow.